Blog Talk Radio. And say good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Joseph Maria and Saroma coming to you with another edition of Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. As many of you know, I'm broadcasting live, podcasting, whatever it's called nowadays. And I'm also live streaming, so it's my great, great pleasure to be here. Let me just say I got some comments already. Whoa. Wow, Miss Carmen. Girl, I thought you'd be sleeping by now. Yep, listen to the show. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. You're inspirational to me. You know that, sister. And then, Juanita. Hi, Juanita. Thank you so much. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's really nice when you know people that are listening. It really, really helps. And woo! Hey, yes, Sarita. How wonderful. Thank you for being part of the audience. It's good to hear from you. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, sister. We got to check in at some point. Yeah, because she's another, just an incredible human being on the planet. Like, amazing, amazing human being. Yeah, absolutely. So let me start, as I always do, by honoring the ancestors. These are the persons for whom we are standing on their shoulders, persons for whom we wouldn't be here without. And I always like to honor my two teachers, Naledoma and Sobhonfu Somme, who from the land of Burkina Faso brought this beautiful, beautiful ancient wisdom of the Dagara medicine wheel and other traditions that have really helped me navigate through my life. So may they continue to be a blessing and a guide, even as they are in their ancestral state. So join me, if you will, as I invoke the ancestors and open up this program for us this evening. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during the middle month of the final quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversity as healing and growth opportunities during this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to fully welcome and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us lovingly, happily, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe ho asah shinga bismillah. So it is. Ashe. Ashe. Yes. So, November is this third and final water month. It is a double water month, so there's been a lot of releasing, a lot of purging, a lot of grieving. Yeah, a lot of water energy going on in this nature year 2023 that continues to reveal the results and manifestations of all the previous radical shifts and unexpected gifts that occurred from 2020 through 2022. The numerology of the 2023 year is the Universal 7, which represents wholeness and perfection and is associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles, which doesn't mean that things aren't going to challenge us. It's that we're going to have more ability to see them, perceive them as opportunities to strengthen our ability to move forward in love, not fear. Yeah. My theme for 2023 is adversity is the engine of success. I'm sure all of you have had that experience this year along with me. And my theme for November is bring balance. It's one of the five collective commitments that I've been spilling on throughout the year. And in this broadcast and live stream, I am going to again discuss inner peace, the most important emotional posture for right balance, and ways to live its five elements of alignment, vulnerability, acceptance, ascension, and unity consciousness. Yeah. But first, for those of you who are listening to this live broadcast over the internet, If you have any problem with that connection, you can also listen over the phone, like Miss Sarah used to do. And that phone number is area code 563-999-3089. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with me, please don't hesitate to do that in these ways. You can always go to my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you are very welcome to join. I also have a website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Or, of course, you can leave in the comment sections below the YouTube video when I'm done live streaming. But right now, I ask you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and rediscover the truth of what it means to have treasure and be human. Ashe, ashe. So like I said, folks, this is some time we have come through, we've come to. And, oh, another comment. Oh, Lord, I'm popping on but off to sleep listening to you here in London. Woo-hoo-hoo! I be international. Magella, girl, you know I love you. You amazing. Another very inspiring and amazing human being on this planet. From London. Yeah, she's amazing. And Queen Amina, yes. Good evening. Glad for you to be here, sister. Yes, yes, yes. Another very brave soul. Boy, I wish all of you could be seeing each other right now and we could all be in a circle because all of y'all are so powerful. Oh my God. Like, whew. Oh yeah, we can solve a lot of the world's problems. Yeah, if we sat down together and started chewing. Yeah. Having some say. Q says yes. Yeah, we gotta make that happen. We need to make that happen. Whew. So as I have talked about, my theme for this year is adversity as the engine of success. And as Joseph Campbell said, opportunities to find deep power within ourselves comes when life seems most challenging. And our response is, yeah, but did it have to be this challenging? Oh, my God, right? It's been a minute. And this commitment, this annual commitment I've been spilling on is about bringing balance. And balance is so, so important because the world has gotten out of balance. We overspend, we overeat, we overdrink, we overthink. We're very much a consumer culture that's spread around the globe, and we need to get back into balance. Yeah, and the way that that can happen, of course, if we take it on internally, we have to take it on internally. So that's what this theme is covering. And tonight, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to do a quick review for you of those five elementals of inner peace. Then we're going to talk about how to live with inner peace. And then your personal growth opportunity will be inner peace lifestyle practice. Yes, yes, yes. My quote for tonight is from the wonderful Eckhart Tolle, who says, "You find peace not by rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level." Deepest level. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, super cool. Yeah. Love that quote. And that's what this work is about, because as I said, 2 weeks ago, inner peace, I'm talking about it as an energy that we can tap into, that we can connect with. It's part of the natural impulse of the universe. It's always there for us. And external wars and conflicts are really a call for restoring peace. Like, how do we bring that peace back? And so I want to move through these five elementals that I talked about the last time. And again, just a reminder that these elementals, these energies, are like the gods and goddesses of you know, different cultures' pantheons, like in India and Africa, you know, and Siberia, you know, and even in Europe. So you would have these energies taking on a human form that we could recognize and that we could work with and talk to and tell their stories, you know. And so these five that I'm sharing with you, which are correlated to the Dagra medicine wheel, and you'll see that in each card I give the elemental color for it, like alignment is mineral. And that's so those of you who are familiar with the Dagra rituals or familiar with my book, you can go and use that, use those elements to help you with these energies. Yeah, at some point I will do some ritual work online to support you in that. But in the meantime, we're just going to go through these energies. And I want you to think of them as that. I want you to think of these as entities, as energies that are there for you to call on and to work with. And they want to work with you. That's the other really cool thing. They really, really want to work with you. Yeah. So alignment, this is existing for a higher purpose. When you believe or intend to believe that your existence matters, that you have the God-given power to influence others for better or for worse, you are aligning with your greater order and direction. And so that alignment energy is to empower us, to help us become more responsible about what we do, what we say, what we think, what we believe. Because there is great purpose in your existence. It's not a good day when we forget that. Now, vulnerability is a water, aligns with the water element. And it's all about open-heartedness. It's the energetic of the open heart. And thanks to Brené Brown, we can now better understand vulnerability as a place where all great emotions and actions start and are accessed. Love, empathy, and creativity, like going out on a limb with a new idea. It's also where we build trust, openness, and connection with others. So a really, really powerful entity. Mm-hmm. And for so long, it's been considered to be, you know, something about weakness or you shouldn't be doing it. But thanks again to Brené Brown. We understand this is one of a very, very important human strengths and aligns, of course, with emotional intelligence. Next, we have acceptance, and this is aligned with the fire element, and it relates to being non-judgmental of yourself and others. It's one thing to hold someone accountable for wrongdoing or of wrongdoing versus judging their behavior as a single story of who they truly are. This supports the releasing of our personal shame, blame, and guilt when we step into that non-judgment. And in relationship, acceptance is something, that energy is so important to be alive and kicking in your interpersonal relationships because nobody is going to be exactly like you. Nobody's going to go along with all of your program. You're not going to go along with all of somebody else's program. And so peacemaking is really, really supported by our ability to accept and be non-judgmental. Yeah, really powerful one. Hard one to work on, but really important. Then we get to the nature element of ascension. Oh, God, I love this one. And this is living within higher consciousness. When we let go of believing that we are restrained to just the five senses of the lower timeline, we can let go and rise up to a higher timeline in every situation that we encounter. We really have that ability. So ascension isn't, you know, growing wings and now you're going to fly off the earth and live on Mars. No. Ascension is that we have now more of the ability to rise up out of the mess and go into where it is that we really can be and where we need to be. Yeah. It's a really, really powerful one. Absolutely. And then last but not least, unity consciousness, which aligns with the earth element. And this is the aspiration of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius aspiration. Unity consciousness is a high level of knowing we are connected not only to each other as human beings, but to all that is greater than our human understanding. The creator of the universe, often called God. Yes. And again, this is not an intellectual exercise, you know. This is an entity that will come to you and wrap itself around you when you're really ready. Because once you get this experience of unity consciousness, oh, there's no going back. There is no going back. Not at all. No. No. It's really a really powerful one, and I love it. I love it immensely. Yeah. I got another quote here I have to share because I haven't heard from this young man in a long time. Oh, my God, Hector, how are you? He says, I am happy to hear your voice and feel this message tonight. Thank you so much for letting me know that, sweetheart. And you know, you another one. You another really powerful being on this earth plane. Yeah. Look at all the powerful folks are jumping out tonight. Yeah, I will love it. Make me happy. So when we talk about living inner peace, what does that really mean? Well, here's what it means. It means that you are choosing to have inner peace be something that you are so familiar with, so committed to, you're in a relationship with it, you have an awareness of it, and you don't let it go. You hold on to it. You work with it. You talk with it. You deal with it. You call up those entities, those five entities. You know, you maybe set up your altars, create your altar. Now a new type of fire altar. Fire altar that's all about acceptance, you know. I'm kind of laughing, but I'm really serious. I'm really serious about this because the stuff that is going on right now, the energies that are going on right now, there's a deconstruction that has been happening for a long time, because Pluto, the planet, Pluto has been in Capricorn for a long time, it's a minute. Getting ready to go into Aquarius on January 20th, or 24th, I think it is. But we are in the last remnants of it tearing down all of our old beliefs, all the old paradigms, all the old structures and belief systems, everything that we thought would last forever, or thought was always going to be the right thing forever. Those things are dissolving. So we're going through a deconstruction. And, of course, it's happening internally. So there is a lot of upset. Everybody's been having some kind of physical reaction to this. So just know you're not alone. You are not alone. It is happening. We are happening. And it's going to be okay because what I'm talking to you about is one of the ways that you can navigate this deconstruction by really, really living your inner peace. Because the deconstruction is designed to do what? Yeah, level the playing, and I call it the growing field for what is coming in 2024. Yeah. So this is going to be like it ain't going to be like the European conquerors that came and built on top of the old temples like in Mexico City. No, no, no. This stuff is like roots are being ripped out. Root up stuff is going to be really a level playing, growing field, okay? So hang in there if you are feeling a lot of deep emotional pain, old stuff that you thought you were done working with. Just hang in there because it really does have a huge purpose. Yeah. Yeah. And we're coming into this new age, this new earth. It's happening. It's real. And we're going to be okay. Yeah. So what I thought I would do that would be helpful to you is give you some kind of concrete steps, a way to concretize, if you will, how you can, again, be in relationship and live a lifestyle with inner peace. Because like I said, it's not just an intellectual exercise. And again, like I said, if you've dealt with trauma like I have, and I know all y'all have that are here that I know are listening, and I'm sure others, if you've dealt with trauma and repeated trauma, getting to your inner peace is really a challenge. It's not easy. Yeah, because trauma is designed to be disruptive. That's what it does. It breaks things apart. Yeah. And so I have been working consciously for many years around my inner peace and working on that. We're never done, but I can tell you I really am at a place in my life now where I'm more able to be conscious of it, to choose it, to get back to it when it does get disrupted, as I'll talk to you about in just a second, and to just own it as this is how my life is supposed to be. I am not supposed to be hole up in Rama, trauma, drama, melodrama, and other people's stuff. But no, that's not okay, and it's not healthy. You know, high blood pressure will help you get to your inner peace, too, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it's been almost a decade that I've really, really have hunkered down on changing my lifestyle to one of inner peace. Yeah, and then that shows up externally. Yeah, yeah. So here we go. Here's some concrete steps that you can take, some practices that I have done over the years that I think may be helpful to you. So here's the first. We're going to begin with contemplation, and contemplation of those five energies, those five elements that are going on, those elementals of inner peace. And I gave you this the last time as a personal growth opportunity, and so this is what I mean by contemplation. You ask yourself, you know, what's my higher purpose now? What's my heart telling me? Do I need to forgive myself and others? When am I not choosing a higher timeline? And how can I grow my experience of being provided with everything I need to bring balance in my life, because I know I'm connected to everything and everyone that's going on? You can also just sit and contemplate, okay, which of these do I need to work with today? Do I need to work with ascension or acceptance? You know, but you start off just opening up with deep questions in regards to your inner peace, okay? And then after that, you're going to set your intention. And it can be something like, I intend to move through my day and to end my day in a peaceful posture, ashe. Yeah. And as that quote up here says, start your day with good intentions and set yourself up for a good attitude. It's not what happens to you that matters, but how you respond. And this is truly important, because as soon as you set that intention, bing, the universe says, okay, let me help you strengthen yourself by, I'm going to send you some temptations. Yeah, yeah. Yep, the tricksters show up. And so you want to really give yourself permission to accept and be on the lookout for the temptations that will emerge, whether it is somebody driving crazy as you're driving on to work. It could be a colleague in your work environment that says or does something. It could be something you hear on the news. It could be a family member. It could be a partner. There's going to be something. Something's going to happen. Something's going to pull at your peacefulness. So expect it. Don't be surprised by it. Don't feel sorry for yourself or tell yourself, oh, this shouldn't be happening to me. No, expect it to be happening. Because like I said, once we say that intention, once we set it, if it's real, oh yeah, something's going to jump up. Something's going to jump up. Because how else are you really going to learn that you know how to choose your inner peace, right? Got to be tempted, right? This is just part of the process. So accept it. And what you now get is the opportunity to what? Yeah, consciously choose love over fear and say no to engaging with what will upset you. You know, I can remember when Donald Trump got elected, I think for about maybe a good month, I was listening to the news and people fussing and complaining and whining and and I was mad too. I was being mad and mad. And then I remembered, wait a minute. This is not bringing you peace. You're not feeling good doing that. So why are you doing it? And why are you trying to tell God that God don't know what God's doing? This has nothing to do with you. None of your business. You need to pray for that man. Pray for the country, pray for the world, pray for the situation, and stop engaging with something that you can't change. Ain't supposed to change. Leave it alone, you know. And after I did that, I felt much better. Yeah, and I got to a bigger perspective of why someone like Donald Trump had come along at this time in American history, and it's because the United States is going through its Pluto return. You know, so things need to be uncovered. Yeah. So, again, higher consciousness stuff here, and this is what this is asking us to do, to go to that higher timeline. Come up out of the lower timeline and remember to jump into the higher timeline where you can transform and alchemize whatever the disruption is connected to. Yeah, because it all goes back to our pain body stuff, really, really big time. So after you've done your choosing, your next step is to let go. To let go of thinking you need to control, figure out, set a plan, or decide how your inner peace is going to be. No. You can find your inner courage to let go, allow, and trust that you will hold on to your inner peace. You have to believe that. You have to trust that. Because you don't know. You don't know why, you know, this upset showed up or what it's really got. And you don't need to take that on. You just need to trust that I've set my intention. I know that the boogeyman going to show up. I know there's going to be a trickster in the deck. And I'm going to give myself permission to choose, to know that I can choose my inner peace. And I'm just going to allow for the process. I'm going to be on this journey. Yeah. You know, I liken this practice to like a ritual. It really is like a ritual. It's got those aspects in it. Because you end your day with revelation. You're going to ask yourself at the end of your day before you go to sleep, what do I now know that I didn't before about my living, my inner peace? Yeah. And when we do that, what it does, it kind of brings it back around. You go full circle, and now you're ready to what? Yeah, start it all over again. Start it all over again. And, you know, what's so beautiful about this practice is the more you do it, the better it gets, like I told you. You will get yourself into balance. You will learn how to stay in balance longer, how to get back to it once you've come out of it. And you'll start to make life choices, lifestyle choices that support your inner peace. Yeah, yeah. So I had a couple of more comments that came in. Let's see what we got here. Ah, there's Priya saying good evening. Good evening, Priya. How delightful to have you here. And then also, there's Divine Aries. Good evening. Checking in from Milwaukee. Yeah, girl. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. Another powerful being, like huge. Huge, huge, huge. Isn't it nice for a powerful being on the planet? It is just like, whoo, whoo, amazing, amazing what's going on. Oh, my Lord. I got another one I got to share with you all. Hold on. Let me pull this out. This is amazing. This is Diane. Hi, Diane from Madison. It's lovely to hear your voice again, having shared so many rituals with the days of the Center of Conscious Living. Thank you for sharing your insight and wisdom and your love, telling us to hang in there, we'll be okay. And yes, old trauma has still shaped how I deal with my life now. Thanks for your encouragement. It was good to see you, to hear you after all these years. Wow. Thank you, Diane, for checking in. Beautiful, beautiful. Again, this is a continuous learning process that we're in. You know, we don't need to time ourselves or anything. All we need to be focused on is going to get better and better and better and better and more better and more better. So personal growth opportunity will be just what I just went through with you. You know, go back into the video if you want or in the broadcast and you'll hear what those steps are and write them down if you need to. But really it is a conscious awareness practice. It really works well in my experience, and it will help grow your inner peace muscle so that you can have much more peace in your life. And the more of us that have it individually, the more of us will have it collectively. Ashe, yeah. So here's my quote from the divine Miss Sarah, another one of my wonderful ancestors. She says, peace is a state of consciousness that is as God is. It is whole and has no boundary between you and me, us and them. Thank you, Mama Sarah. Yes. And she would have been 99 years old this year. Yeah, her birthday would have been on November the 18th. What an incredible human being. So that brings us to the closing of this spill for you, the spiritual spill on inner peace. And I want to close, as always, by first thanking my wonderful, wonderful engineer from New York, Miss Yvette Parker, another powerful being, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for all of what you do to give me platform and support me to get these messages out. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners and watchers out there, and to those of you who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts and in the middle of the country, to my transformational leadership colleagues, to my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and to those who may be listening or watching in for the first time. I want to say thank you, big thank you, because I truly could not be here doing this without your willingness to walk your wisdom and to become the best version of yourself. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, this broadcast will be repeated on Sunday, December the 3rd, and then my next live broadcast will be on the 10th of December. And the theme for the final month of 2023 is going to be the change. Yes. So we'll tie all of this up. I'll go over those annual commitments and spill on that. And, yeah, it'll be real fun. I'm very excited for that. And like I said, I feel like we've come through. We have really come through. Yeah. And Hector's saying, let us heal ourselves so that we may heal others. Absolutely. You got it, brother. That's what it's about. And Cyrita gives me some beautiful hearts there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So much love, so much love. I feel so wonderful. So plugging my book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, still available on Amazon, Kindle, Walmart, Aves Books, and other online booksellers. And there is a link below the YouTube video where you can access that if you can't get it any other way more easily. And then I want to also remind you about my dear friend and colleague, Queen Adara, and her wonderful Heart for Healing service, this non-denominational online Zoom session that she does for about an hour. Adara is just magical, amazing, and the real deal. You know, I know a lot of people that call themselves spiritual and do spiritual practice or call themselves shaman, but they're not. They're not really in the depth of what it means and in the commitment of what it means. But this sister is. She is no joke. I go to her for healing. So this is the real deal. So she does these Heart for Healing services on Wednesdays. The next one will be this week on the 29th, and then on the 13th and 27th of December. It starts at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern, and you figure it out in between. She asks for a $6 donation that she then turns over to an organization. But you can find this information at her website, Spirit is My Life, and click on Events, and you will get to Heart for Healing service. I hope to see you there because I will definitely be there on this Wednesday. Yeah, I missed the other week because I was busy being crazy doing something. But anyway, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this work with and for all of you. So, my darlings, please, please have a very healthy and safe water week. That's what we're in right now. Being peaceful, you can't make this stuff up. It's all aligned with yourself and others. Now, continue to wear your mask and or strengthen your immune system because COVID has not gone away. It's still around. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands. Use the alcohol. Avoid perceived safety and practice science safety. And most importantly, please, please remember that you are not disposable because you are divine. Thank you again so much. It's been my great pleasure. And here's from Priya. Ah, Priya says she went to Adara's service. Oh, wonderful. And it was fabulous. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thanks for letting me know. And as Priya says, thank you all and good evening. Be well. Be safe out there. And I'll be back soon. Bye-bye now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.